Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, and thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful, so prayerful, so just so freaking deliberately intentional to try to give you more every time to get you to a point and place where you are absolutely no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about raising completely up and taking advantage of our now moment where the veils of darkness and illusion are being lifted so that we are able to see with the clarity of eye. We're able to think with the clarity of mind. We're able to move with the cleanliness of blood. We're able to lay a stronger foundation for those who've come through us, those who've come before us and those who've come after us, and to come to a point and place where we realize that it is our time to be in a place and space where we are no longer feeling bound by those who have no rights to be binding us, and to come to a point and place where you care to be liberated from all of that does not serve you, liberated from the heart disease and the diabetes and the cancer and the pharmaceuticals and the medications and the dialysis and the lupus and all of these things that have you in a place and space where you feel as though you don't have any other choice. And I'm saying that you are not created by the God of death. You understand? You have, and we have, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, the actual intelligence that literally, it's absolutely everywhere, but it is in us. It is all that we could ever possibly be. And I am the one, joyfully and gratefully, thankfully, to remind us that when you allow yourself to get to a point in your heart center where it matters to you how you walk, how you stand, that you care to be resubstantiated in the light of the truth of the one that you are, as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We are not Black Americans. We are not white Americans. We are not just indigenous ones. We are conscious immortals who have lost their connection to the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being. And that's a deliberate agenda that has been issued against us by your religious institutions, by your medical institutions, by your educational institutions, by the whole culture of world culture under imperialism, colonialism, capitalism, and all of the isms and schisms that put us in a place where we are not having an understanding and a joyful rejoicing about sharing the planet with so many absolutely remarkable people, as well as animals, as well as fruits and vegetation and all of that that is required and given to us living on a planet that is literally a paradise and Eden. And so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for caring to be here with me. Thank you for going deeper within the cells of your being to be in a place and space where you are ready, willing, eager, able to make fuller commitments for living, to life, and to the laws that govern us. Now, there are so many ones who have not made those commitments. Everybody has life. Everybody's living to some degree. And so many ones are dying. That means their life currency is being depleted, usurped. And as we look at what an Emancipation Day meant, but to come to this place and space where you are less free than ever before, more enslaved than ever before, enslaved to your own appetites and desires, enslaved to your appetites for sugar, artificial colors and flavors, for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, enslaved to the desire for the orgasms and the sex, and without even the love, enslaved to a system of oppression. to feel that you do not have any other option other than to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. You get up and you drive the trucks and fill up the package stores in the neighborhoods on Mondays after the weekend. And we are delivering all manners of carcass to different places and spaces where you're driving the trucks with the chickens to slaughter and the cows to slaughter. You understand? I'm just saying, now, what would happen if everyone just magically woke the hell up and got to a point where we realize, what the are you doing? You are not serving life. You're here to serve life. You're serving death. And see, the death industries couldn't exist except for people working them. And they could not be multi-billion or multi-trillion dollar business except you have millions of people who are divesting from their own life currency and investing into a system of death. So I'm just saying, we have the opportunity to do something different and to do what is necessary in order to really secure a destiny that is at this particular point in time in jeopardy. You may not meet destiny. You may have a tragic date with fate. You may really not arrive with the fullest of your faculties and your creativity and your ingenuity and your joy and peace and poise and power and potency and integrity and high ethic and the security of knowing that you're wrapped in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present, and you were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find, to know that that which is your source is consistently providing for you. That which is our source is consistently providing for us. And there is no provision that is greater than our breath and our heartbeat. No greater provision than life itself and the frequency of energy that is life itself. And we are literally being bathed by the love of our Creator on a daily basis with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. But we're ignoring the reality of how blessed, how absolutely amazingly gifted we are with this absolute phenomenal reality that we refer to as life by that which we refer to as God. And I'm saying the intelligence of existence is all there is. And it is so beloving, so beneficent. There is no love greater than that. You understand? And when you really want to be in love, then be in love with being the one that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Be in love with being directly. When you really want to be loving and you really want to be loved, then be in a place and space where you are able to forgive yourself and release yourself from the degrees of not loving yourself. This is to say, know that you're loved even when you're not loving yourself, but know that when you are loving that which beats your heart and breathes you, you can't help but to be loved, because the sun is loving us, the air is loving us, the trees are loving us, the earth is loving us, the fruit and the vegetation is loving us. You understand? But what are you doing for yourselves? And now that we realize that to be under an initiative of depopulation and genocide, then it's really about loving life to the degree to which we will no longer undermine ourselves. We will do everything we possibly can to liberate ourselves from years of accumulation, saturation, concentration, and contraindication of residues from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these inebriants, intoxicants, and pharmaceuticals, and drugs, and all of this, which has the whole populace in a place and space where you're destined for a tragic date with fate when you were gifted to the world, to this realm, by this absolute and supreme intelligence, having come through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid of our fathers, and then got no support in respecting the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of our being. And so I'm thankful to be one to remind you, to remind us, that when we are concerned about our harmonization, about coming together, there is no coming together we will ever do if we are not aligned with the laws that govern our being. And this is an issue that creates so much of the divisiveness and whatnot, is people really do not feel as though there is a best, correct way to live. And I'm saying that there is law that governs life, but this is not what we were taught. But we did hear, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You heard that. right? Even if we didn't go to church, we still heard it. Grandmama and auntie and big mama, somebody told you, right? And for those who have been in the scriptures and whatnot, you know where that's found. I can't even tell you where it is. But I know that that's what I took from it from the time I was a little girl. How do you actually do that? How do you love God? How do you love this absolute and supreme source of all being with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might? How do you do that? Have you seen it done? Y'all ain't seen it. That's why y'all don't know, because you ain't asked. I'm telling you, that's what's going to help you to get over all of what you have been bound under and feeling oppressed by. But you have to take responsibility for what it is you are doing and what it is you are thinking and what it is you are saying and what it is you are believing and what it is you are choosing. And when you let irresponsible, careless things come from your mouth, when you could be blessing and enhancing and creating increase and more abundance by virtue of what you allow to come from your mouth, and when you're putting stuff down your throat, coming into your mouth, going down into your system that is creating absolutely nothing that you need other than gas and waste, then yeah, we're having to love ourselves and respect the divine design of our bodies as the way in which we truly honor to love, worship to love, reverence to love, appreciate to love that which has perfectly and divinely designed us, supposedly in its own image, for the multiplicity of diversity of the images that we all are, but we are all these living, loving, potent immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Why is it so hard for you to love yourselves and love yourself and love everybody else? It's really good. You know, it doesn't take much to be kind to people who you don't know. And even though we're in the kind of culture where people don't even speak to people anymore, you just pass by, you don't say anything, you don't give any eye contact. Used to be, you know, we would say, hey, we would speak, you understand? And then I love it when I'm out and about and I'm not in the community per se, but I'm just out and about and everybody speaks. You understand? Every hue, age, whatever. Maybe it's the red clay on the face. I don't know. Maybe it's the, I have no idea. But it's a speaking that people do. The acknowledgement of your presence. And then there are times when everybody's just doing what they do. And it's okay. But don't be creating no crazy. We got people who create crazy every day. People who are just, they ain't happy unless they making somebody upset. People are not happy unless they seeing people just deplete. You understand? You got people out here, they ain't happy unless they seeing the life force drained from you. You understand that this is the system of oppression that I'm talking about. They are not happy unless they killing. You understand? They got the machinery just pumping more and more guns, more and more ammo, more and more and more and more and more and more. Why? Because the blood is so toxic. To be out of alignment with the will of existence, to love and honor and reverence and support and uplift and cherish and treasure, not just your dot, but all, because the all is what we're completely dependent upon. You understand? But we have been socialized by people who undermine the people who they really need. And we've seen that. Oh, y'all ain't human. Y'all less than human. Get over here and get over here and do what I say. And I'm just saying the culture that has been established here, when Europe sent all of their criminality over here, you understand? And we have historical evidence of the abuse of our indigenous, aboriginal, and our native families and our ancestors. And then we become self-abusing, spouse-abusing, child-abusing, because the violation of abused and battered, contaminated, poisoned, violated, murdered creatures are rotting in the body, destroying the integrity of the cleanliness of the temple that is the temple of God that you call your body. The blood has been contaminated. So that's the methodology of our oppression, to contaminate the blood. And even though you may enjoy contaminating your bloodstream with your pork chops and your lamb chops and your curried goat and jerk chicken and all of this stuff, why go to the doctors when your blood pressure's high? Why go to the doctors? You want to take a pill to stop your heart palpitations, but you don't want to stop the thing that's creating the heart palpitations. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have to be conscientious and we have to come to a point in place where you are strengthening yourself to the degree to which you are able not to be so torn apart from the grief that comes when the people that you think you love and say you love and are loving with in terms of family and friends and husbands and wives and girlfriends and boyfriends and whatever, and you see these people die and you see them suffer before they die and you can't do anything about it except to encourage them to take the chemo, take the radiation, take the medication, get on the dialysis, do whatever they tell you to do. And I'm saying, if you enjoy killing yourself, then leave the doctors alone. I don't get why you do that. You say, well, no, we're just having fun. We're just doing the thing. And I'm saying, we are here to serve life. There's a problem in this realm because everybody that has life is not committed to living. There's a problem in this realm because everyone who has brought life through them have not known how to cultivate and nourish and ensure the progression of the lives and the lineages through whom they've come and who've come through them. There's a problem in this realm because women feel entitled to not have babies. Women feel entitled to eat the other babies of other ones and be filled to overflowing with all kinds of pain and shame and game and guilt and whatnot, and then want to bring babies forward without doing any cleansing, any purification, anything that makes sense in order to ensure a happy, healthy pregnancy, delivery, and to be the progression and to ensure the progression of the lineage. Just because we have babies doesn't mean that we have the wherewithal to ensure the progression of the lineage. And so, yes, I care to really speak to it because everybody is where they are with themselves. And there are those who have children and you see the temper tantrums that your children are having. You're seeing the issues. They always have ear infections. They're always unruly. They're always disobedient. They're always causing trouble. It's because they are not given what they require in terms of fresh fruit, leafy greens, lots of love, attention. And we can flip this script. But you have to care. We never had to be socialized, or I say we never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. But it is as a result of the licensing, certification, and the degreeing of women that have put us in a place and space where we have forgotten how to really ensure the perpetuation of our lineages, because the educational systems are not doing that. The schools have failed. The churches have failed. The culture is death culture. It's not sustainable. And so we're having the opportunity to do what we've not seen done in terms of exalting a full effort in our living, in terms of realizing that as we're maturing, we should be in the mental clarity, under the auspices of our souls, and have liberated ourselves and invoked the greatness of the lineages through whom we've come, so that we are literally creating the culture that is life culture, that is the evidence of having been renewed and rebirthed, having had not only a change of heart, but the clarity of mind. It comes with the cleanliness of the blood and the focusing of the intention and the will and the desire and the humility and the discipline of discipleship so that the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power of our Creator can come through and give us that which is necessary to ensure its kingdom upon the planet. Because what these people are doing is sending everybody to hell through all manners of pain, shame, game, and whatnot. You're being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness. And so we're having to really reassess what health actually is. Health is optimum cellular functioning. Health is the cleanliness of the blood. Health is having the mindset to consume and to do that which is truly going to be life supporting for yourself and everybody else that you come into the realm of. Health is being able to outthink a sick people. Health is being able to ensure the progression of your lineages. Health is being able to provide protection and provision for our children and our grandchildren. Health is being able to reverse the issues that we have put in motion and do the damage control. And the health is having the audacity to stand up and exert our rights to be righted in a world that is wrong. Our time is now. Y'all want to acknowledge Dr. King. You want to acknowledge Malcolm. You want to acknowledge Marcus. You want to acknowledge all of them, but you don't want to stand up and raise completely up in their name, on their behalf, on behalf of the lineages that we have come through, so that it's not just about having a festival and wearing people's t-shirts and buttons and this and that. We are the stronger ones. We are able to do what they did not know to do in boycotting the death industries, in clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, so that we are in harmony with the light of our souls and supreme intelligence. Now, if you can take and you heard somebody say something greater and more potent than I am, then bring them forward. Because I need to be in a place where I can work with and harmonize with ones and ones who are caring to raise up and not just listen and think that this is entertainment. I am not here to entertain you. And from listening and listening, and you don't know what to do. That's just how concentrated all of this paste and mucus and chemicals and all of that is in your body, that you can hear the truth and be completely unresponsive. And I'm saying, we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. The love is the fulfillment of the law. The love is the harmony of the truth. The truth is that we are all held in the ever-embracing arms of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are all individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have all been influenced by an agenda that has been issued by government and religion and education and culture to have us in a place where we are not in the integrity of the truth of who we are as divinity personified and in full expression as light, as love, and to dwell in the peace of and the potency of our Creator, the creativity or being the vessels of the Creator's activity. See, we get what we ask for. We just have to have the light, wisdom, and care to ask for that and then to facilitate it. You can't just ask for it and do nothing about it. You have to cleanse from this. They want you to take things, take all of this, take this supplement, take this supplement, take that, take that, take that. And, oh, well, you don't have to change your diet. You can still eat all of your favorite foods. Just take this pill and you'll burn fat away. Just take this and it will get rid of your gas. Take this and you'll have your bowel movement. Take this. And I'm saying, y'all taking every freaking thing except the clues and the cues that you're being given to get your life in order or prepare yourself to be wiped out of existence. Dang, Adama, you don't have to come so hard. Lord have mercy. If I don't say it, I don't know it's going to be said, because y'all seeing what's happening and you're not responding. because this is not just about veganism and vegetarianism. It's not just about raw foodism. It's not about demonizing cooked food. It's about realizing that you've got the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and marijuana and cannabis and all of this stuff in your system that's blocking and obstructing the divinity, the sanctity, and your capacity to function as the heart, mind, life, hand, intention, and the will of God. And I'm saying right now, that's exactly what's needed. You understand? That's exactly what's needed. You understand? They say, oh, well, they're trying to make America great and get rid of all of those ones who ain't American. But these people, where the hell did they come from? You understand? And how can we stand and not stand on behalf of the millions of our indigenous families that were already on these lands? And then you could drive for miles and miles and see all of the cleared lands that's owned by this family and owned by that family. And you really cannot own the earth. But we were told, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. But the ending that we're coming to is the ending of those who feel entitled to be murderers, liars, thieves, usurpers, bastardizers, imperialists, colonialists, capitalists, and whatnot, and that they feel as though they have the right to rule. We are at the end of this, and we are at the precipice of the queendoms and kingdoms of God rising. And you're being called to be fully participatory with it and to be the evidence of it through your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your caring, your courage, your activation, your unmitigated gall, and your determination to represent your lineages on behalf of the whole of existence under the order of the eternal order, the eternal government, and to be all that you were born to be. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so in this now moment where we have the planetary alignment of seven planets, Sun in Pisces, New Moon in Pisces, this is a time for you to really get clear about what you want. Pay attention and listen to your intuitive self. And if you can't get there, then that's why you should take time to really eat less, hydrate more, be in a place and space where you are caring to be a more perfect channel, a cleaner vessel for the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, sensibility, and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good. And that's wisdom. And so I'm grateful for all of you who take time to listen, for your tuning in, praying that you are turning up and listening, but applying. And it's disheartening to know that there are so many ones who have been listening for so long and yet you've not committed the way you should. You're not doing the daily cleansing. You're eating vegan, vegetarian, but you are not really understanding the severity of the issues, the sense of urgency that there is in our being called to rise, in our coming to a point and place where we realize that to have the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation of all manners of chemicals and things in our bloodstreams. Yes, you used to smoke. Yes, you used to get high, but that stuff is still in your tissues. And so I'm wanting us to really go deeper, because the reality of this is that there is no success in capitalism and stupidity and the illogic of undermining oneself and treating oneself as a garbage can And then thinking that because you have money, you've got nice things. You understand you're able to pay your car note and pay your bills and have a good credit score, all of that. But your credit is with your creator. You understand? Your credit is with your creator and your angels and your guides and your ancients and whatnot. Those are the ones that you really need to be applying yourself to. You understand? You're not here under your own auspices. You are here to literally represent. You are here to shine. You're here to really be the evidence of the victory and the triumph of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, the integrity, the high ethic. And I'm just the one to remind us that I have not just been talking. I'm just not one who talks. You understand? Adama speaks, but I am speaking consistently to the issues of our liberation. I'm consistently addressing how do we have leverage over a system of oppression. You understand? Because as we are maturing, I didn't say get old. You ain't supposed to get no old in the realm of eternity. You understand? We should be maturing. We should be consistently unfolding and see the maturation of the core of our divinity blossoming into full expression as we are literally going through the cycles and seasons of our lives and being in a place and space where we are truly laying greater foundation for those who have come through us and those who have yet to come. But you have to have a vision. You have to have some degree of care for your legacy in terms of how you leave people, how you impact and affect people. Do you make them feel better? Or are they just glad to get away from you? You understand? I'm just saying, at this particular point in junction, the time that you spend with yourself, the time that you spend in seclusion, in your solitude, is time that you get a chance to recreate yourself. The time that you do your woodshedding. And see, we're almost into spring now. And the spring is the new frequency. It's the new year. All right? Moving into Aries. Pisces is the end of the cycle. And we want you to be in a place and happy solar return to all of us. And I celebrate my solar return on Monday. And I was born on a Monday. So this is significant for me. And I am grateful to be maturing because so many of my generation have already fallen. So many of my generation have already made transition. So many of my generation have yet to realize that they could really be regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying. And I'm wanting us to realize that that is the nature of what it is to dwell in the realm of eternity, is to realize that this absolute and supreme intelligence that animates us, that beats our hearts, that breathes us, has perfectly and divinely designed us to be regenerative, just as Mother Earth is regenerative. Just as the oceans and the waters and the streams, just as the earth and the creatures. When the animals and the dogs get ahead, get to something, you know, and they start feeling bad, they stop eating. You understand? They stop eating, or they'll go out and they forage and they start eating. I've seen my cats do it. They start eating the clover and the grass and whatever. They don't just be eating. They'll leave the other stuff alone. Say, no, we don't want that. You know, and I'll see them in the garden, I'll see them in the yard. And so we're having to learn how to stop eating. Because food is not only addictive, it is the root of our oppression. And are coming to a point and place where we realize that the worse it gets, the better it is for us. The worse it gets, the better it will be. Because at some point you will stop reaching for that, it doesn't make any sense to eat it because it's doing you absolutely no good. And that's the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, all of this stuff. And I call the weapons of mass destruction, the tobacco, the alcohol, the white sugar, the pharmaceuticals and whatnot. There are so many ones who are passing away because of the pharmaceutical abuse. You know, and they put people on all of these pharmaceuticals with really no concern about the contraindication of the pharmaceuticals and then the side effects from all of them. And so once you go down that rabbit hole, baby, you got to really charge yourself with the remembrance of the divinity and the sanctity of your life, so that you are able to get off of it, but you've got to take in more life. You understand? It's about life. It's about that which animates you, that which charges your cells. You understand? So the bigger you are, the more nutritionally deficient you are. And so we have a population who are literally in starvation mode. And that starvation mode, physically, cellularly, creates desperation mode, fear and depression, insecurity, inhibition. You know, it becomes hard to employ people who are depressed. It's hard to employ people who are not knowing how to care for themselves. You understand? We have to come to a point and place where we are our own best friends. You understand? As opposed to you being your own inner you, the inner me. You understand? Your enemy is in you. And otherwise, when you realize, when the real I in you is truly activated, and you come to the real understanding that you dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And you have a direct connect unto it. But the blood has to be clean so that you have the capacity for exalted thought. The blood, the intracellular fluids, the lymph system has to be cleared and cleansed and charged so that you are able to receive the divine inspiration, the intuition, the activation of your abilities, your psychic abilities, your way of knowing. See, our way of knowing is not by virtue of the research that we do. Our way of knowing is not by virtue of what these ones say or what those ones says or what we heard over here and what we know. Our way of knowing is by virtue of the activation of our own faculties of knowing, which is the gift that God has given us to be in a direct line of light with the intelligence that is already in us, and to be in a dynamic relationship with the intelligence that is all around us. And so many people think that everything that we need to know is in us, but the knowing that is in us is how to attune to the all there is, so that we are able to receive more that wasn't in us. The faculties of knowing and being in communication with the all that is the gift for the activation, for the realizations, for the capacity for contemplation, meditation, and whatnot that allows us to come to know. It is in the knowing that really substantiates and qualifies the resubstantiation of the being. That's what liberation looks like, is that the intelligence of our being has been completely freed to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interests, always in the best interests of the whole, always promoting wholeness, never divisiveness, never undermining, never rebuking and revoking that which is the light and the truth. See, a lot of people do that. It's like you think that your opinions and your theories have greater weight and greater value and greater validity than the truth, but it does. That's why you're sick. You understand? Are you following sick people? So in order to be well, you have to be well enough to commit to the light and commit to the truth, and then be willing to shift and to change. But don't be so attached to the error of your way that you'd rather lose your toes, you'd rather lose your legs, you'd rather lose your arms and breasts and all of this than really accept correction. Accept more life into your vessel. You understand? But you got to get all of the other stuff out. And it's a daily process. But coming to this point and place where it matters to you, it has to matter to you, because if it don't matter to you, it really doesn't matter to anybody else. You understand? If it doesn't matter to you, it's not going to matter to anybody else. And for those who love you and see you consistently undermining yourself, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Don't be that selfish where those that you love, you just rather see them annoyed, want to distance themselves because they can't take you killing yourself. This is Adam. I'll be forward in just a bit. If we were not in a place in space where we have multi-trillion dollar billionaires who have invested so heavily in the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco industries, if we did not have corporations that have people who get up and go to work for them every day producing, manufacturing, and distributing that which has absolutely no nutrition and marketed to children, if we were in a place where the society and the education and the religious training, spiritual training, really trained us to really respect the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of all life, then we would definitely have heaven on earth. All right. And so that's what we have to create. I am here to really give and sow the seeds of the eternal order and the eternal government and the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet, because there really isn't anything that is guaranteed success. So if you want to be successful, then want to be that. If you want to be successful, then care to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. If you really want to be successful, then want to be able to get out that body as a living being, as opposed to killing yourself and being dead. I don't even know if you can get out the body dead. That's the whole conundrum right there. Can you get out that body as a dead person? If you never turn the lights on in the temple, you understand? You didn't activate those spiritual centers and whatnot. You were anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, clouding, congesting, constipating, and all of that. Can you get out that body alive? Let's see. Let's see you try. Lay down right now and go. Get up and go. Get out. You understand? So, we've got one life. It's an eternal life. They have us in a place where we're dissipating our life force. We're dissipating our life currency. We're wasting ourselves. And these bodies, our spacesuits, perfectly and divinely designed for this cosmic journey, are full of waste. And so you can get a pound or three of waste out of your system every day. Let's see, what the industry of weight loss, because 70% of Americans are now obese. You understand? I'm just saying that this is, and this includes youth and children. And I talk to people all the time who have never seen the truth of themselves. They were always heavy because they were always getting all of the mucus-producing foods, the eggs, the cheese, the breads, the flour products, and all of this paste and stuff is holding and binding those chemicals. So as we are progressing to the degree to which we care to know the truth, and then we care to incorporate the truth, then let us live in it and love it and come to a point where we can become ever more influential and impactful by virtue of it. But being in a place and space where you feel helpless and hopeless, that there isn't anything that you care to do, you want to listen, but you don't want to incorporate what I'm saying, where, no, your bowels are not moving once a week, they're moving once a week, maybe, you understand, then the cancer is forming. My experience with people is that the more constipated you are, the more acidity your body's holding, the less impactful your immune system will be. If you're not getting fresh fruit and vegetation and you're waking up and you're having pancakes and waffles and sausage and eggs and toast, and then you're having hot dogs and hamburgers and this and that, and then dinner you're having chicken and steak and all of this, and you do that for 365 days a year times 10, 12, 15, 20, 40, 50, 60 years, baby, then you are not living. And this is how the corporate deities of death have prospered, because the sowing of the seeds was for families and generations to do the same thing. You understand? So, you know, there are those who made a decision because their mothers and fathers smoked and drank that they would not smoke and drink. But other ones smoked and drank because their parents smoked and drank. You understand? And then the next generation not only smoke and drink, but then they cracked out. You understand? They're shooting up. They're doing all other things. And see, this is part of the conspiracy of the genocide to phase our lineages out of existence. So look at your family. Look at those who are close to you and see where they are in relationship to their own ability to love their lives with their whole body, heart, mind, with all of their might. See, this is how we love this intelligence that we refer to as God, with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, is to honor yourself, to honor your gift. That is your own presence. That is your life. and come to a point in place where you are no nonsense, no compromise, and you don't have to apologize for it. But see, when you are around people who are social animals, in the sense where all they want to do is eat and talk a bunch of garbage, you understand, watch the games and do all of this, and then you come back and you don't have the frequency for that anymore. You understand? And then they're going to ridicule you and talk about, oh, you going to eat some rabbit food. Girl, don't give me no rabbit food. Give me some meat. You understand? I mean, just the ignorance of it all. To realize that you are not a flesh eater. If you were a flesh eater, then you would have the energy to go out and kill. And not only would you have the energy to go out and kill, you'd be on that cow taking it down with your bare hands and your teeth. You understand? You are not a flesh eater. Stop it. And then you can't eat it unless it's peppered up and oiled up and salted up and lemon peppered. You got to put all kinds of things on it to make it taste good, because it is not good. And then by the time it's all preserved and all of that, and all them preservatives, those nitrates and nitrites, and the contraindication of all of these chemicals, and then you are smoking and all of those chemicals in those cigarettes, 140 chemicals in these cigarettes to make you addicted. You understand? I'm just saying, a system that licenses and certifies and degrees people to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood is a sick system. I don't give a shit what they tell you. You understand? Sickness is all over the place. But we do not have to participate with it. And you can be freed from it. No matter where you are right now, I guarantee you that when you activate and remember the divinity of your being, and you accept the opportunity that you have to reclaim your life with your own voice, and claim that I am completely cleared and cleansed, purified. I am renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated. I am this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that animates me, that beats my heart and breathes me. I accept redemption and the repair within every fiber of my being with each and every breath. I am strong enough. I have the will. I am living to make a difference in this world. We have to put our and claim and commit our lives to light, to life, to law, to love yourself, to love yourself. You understand? So when people say, oh, sister, I love you, I'm saying, love me more. By loving the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might. Love yourself more. You understand? I want you to love me. I do. I thrive in love. But I want you to love you. You understand? The real marriage is a marriage to life. A real marriage is bound by the laws of life. A real marriage is about that reverence and respect and the acceptance of the divinity with each and every breath. That's where real marriage starts there, when we are all there. And that marriage means that we are helpmates to one another. You understand? We're helpmates to one another. It has nothing to do, or very little to do, with sex. But the sexual exchange is a consummation. You understand? It's a consummation. So there's a merger and a marriage with that. And most people don't accept that. I say, are you married? No. You have children? Yes. Well, how can you not be married if you have children? Well, and I'm saying, well, well, what? There's a merger that has taken place there. You understand? There's a writing on the wall of the merger of those lineages. So we can really come to a point where we accept the merger of the lineages. And to cultivate the lineages in life, to cultivate those lineages in love, to cultivate those lineages in a care, to realize how much more responsibility you are able to accept, and how much more brilliance you're able to bring into your life, how much more light there is available to you when you're committed to it, committed to honoring, committed to cherishing, committed to treasuring, committed to obeying. See, that disobedience and disregard and disrespect frequency, that thing will get you killed. You understand? You can't fight God. You understand? There used to be a play when I was a young girl called Your Arms Are Too Short to Box with God. And so you have to come to a point where you really, really care to be in alignment with the truth of yourself. And this period that we're in is a great time to make these new commitments to yourself. Absolutely. You got all of this planetary support for seeing the transition, the transformation, the transmutation of all of what has been bothering you, to come to a point where it's not even a concern, because you are consciously caring to be well-founded and well-grounded in absolute truth, to be in a place and space where you can't be moved. You understand? You can bend and flow and flex with the wind, you understand? But you are not going to break here. There are a lot of ones who are broken. And I'm saying there's a lot of healing that needs to happen. And how dare us sit back and not take any responsibility for healing ourselves, and then try to have some other ones give to you something. Take a pill that's going to erase 30 years of violation that you yourself have gifted to yourself. And so I'm just saying, there's no magic pill, but there is a process that will clear and cleanse and purify and facilitate the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the alkalization that is a necessity for cellular repair and regeneration, provided that you open up the channels of elimination, your lymph system, your sweating, perspiration, and opening up the elimination through your bowels. And to really flush, a lot of the prostate issues brothers are having is because of how much extra waste there is in their bodies. A lot of the womb issues sisters are having is because of all of the excess waste in the body. A lot of the cancer that is there is because of all of the waste that is in the body. So, no, we have to cleanse, and we have to bring the earth into it, and the water, and the sunshine, and the good thoughts, and the prayer, and the gratitude, and thanksgiving, and the forgiveness, and the releasing, and the letting go. You can't be spiritually constipated and then feel as though you're going to heal just because you're taking some herbs and you're taking some enemas. You understand, the whole point of the cellular liberation is to free your spirit, to clean the blood, to free your mind, to be in a place and space where you really are caring to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits. But you want to take leadership in your life. You want to be in a place where you are concerned that you can do what is required of you, that you are able to really meet the requisites for being qualified for continuance in existence. You understand? Because there are so many ones who are being disqualified for continuance in existence. And you want to be in a place where that's not you. You want to be in a place where you are showing up, showing out, rising up, and taking and making this time work for you to dwell in the timelessness in this realm of eternity, living in the rainbow and clearing, cleansing, consecrating, renewing, and seeing the renewal with yourself. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful that you are listening, but that you've taken it into your spirit for wherever you are, particularly if you know that you need the healing, then to be about it. This is Adama, and you're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle.